Much about the new bridge will be the same as the existing 70-year-old Claude Allouez Bridge in De Pere. First, it'll still be named for the 17th century Jesuit missionary, and it'll be built just to the south of the old bridge. But it'll be four lanes instead of two. The modern white concrete bridge will have bike lanes. Also, drivers approaching from the west side of town will enter the bridge via a roundabout. De Pere Mayor Mike Walsh hosted a groundbreaking ceremony, which he says marks the end of 10 years of planning.
It is the beginning of a year and 3 months worth of work that will change the landscape of the city of De Pere for the next 4 to 5 generations.
The bridge will open to traffic next October. The State Department of Transportation says about 26,000 cars cross the bridge each day, and that number is expected to steadily rise with suburban development to the south of town. Since the bridge is being built downtown, area businesses worry customers may stay away. But the president of the De Pere Area Business Alliance expects few disruptions, especially since the old bridge won't be torn down until the new one is open. Pat Olenicek says it can now take up to 20 minutes to get across the bridge.
Coming across right now, it's not a pleasant experience. However, with the new bridge, the four-lane bridge, that it will easily circumvent all the traffic problems that we have currently.
A few downtown De Pere buildings will be raised to accommodate the new bridge, and several businesses will be relocated. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.